is far more likely that I am one wrong against many right.
Not at all, Partner Elijah.
Prove it, said Bailey, moving slowly toward an end table and lifting a scrap disposal unit. You can do that easily enough if you are a robot. Show the metal beneath your skin.
Daniil said, I assure you.
Show the metal, said Bailey crisply. That is an order. Or don't you feel compelled to obey orders?
Daniil unbuttoned his shirt.
The smooth, bronze skin of his chest was sparsely covered with light hair. Daniil's fingers exerted a firm pressure just under the right nipple, and flesh and skin split bloodlessly the length of the chest, with the gleam of metal showing beneath. And as that happened, Bailey's fingers, resting on the end table, moved half an inch to the right and stabbed at a contact patch. Almost at once, a robot entered.
Don't move, Daniil, cried Bailey. That's an order. Freeze!
Daniil stood motionless, as though life, or the robotic imitation thereof, had departed from him. Bailey shouted to the robot,
Can you get two more of the staff in here without yourself leaving? If so, do it.
The robot said, Yes, master. Two more robots entered, answering a radioed call. The three lined up abreast.
Boys, said Bailey, do you see this creature whom you thought a master?
Six ruddy eyes had turned solemnly on Daniil. They said in unison, We see him, master. Bailey said,
Do you also see that this so-called master is actually a robot like yourself, since it is metal within? It is only designed to look like a man.
Yes, master.
You are not required to obey any order it gives you. Do you understand that?
Yes, master.
I, on the other hand, said Bailey, am a true man.
For a moment, the robots hesitated. Bailey wondered if, having had it shown to them that a thing might seem a man yet be a robot, they would accept anything in human appearance as a man, anything at all. But then one robot said, You are a man, master. And Bailey drew breath again. He said,
Very well, Daniil, you may relax.
Daniil moved into a more natural position and said calmly,
Your expressed doubt as to my identity, then, was merely a feint designed to exhibit my nature to these others, I take it.
So it was, said Bailey, and looked away. He thought, The thing is a machine, not a man. You can't double-cross a machine.
And yet he couldn't entirely repress a feeling of shame. Even as Daniil stood there, chest open, there seemed something so human about him.